Friday night in high school football from Ashland Community Stadium was all Ashland. The Arrows defeat the West Holmes by the final score 40-7 to remain unbeaten on the season. For Ashland, they had two scores in the first quarter. It would be quarterback Nathan Bernhardt who would get a touchdown run of 5 yards out, and also he'd connect on a touchdown pass to Dakota Crudy. That time he would connect on a 35-yard touchdown pass to Crudy, and Ashland led at 14-0 after one. They would tack on three more scores in the second quarter. Again, a touchdown run by quarterback Nathan Bernhardt, the Appalachian State commit. That would be followed up by back-to-back field goals by senior kicker Carson O'Brien. He would connect on a 28-yard field goal and a 37-yard field goal, and Ashland led it by a score of 27-0 at the half. They would tack on two more scores in the third quarter. Again, it would be quarterback Nathan Bernhardt connecting with Dakota Crudy. This time he would connect on a touchdown pass of 4 yards out. And for Crudy, his second touchdown per grab of the ball game, and up to three touchdown receptions on the year. Nathan Bernhardt, again, committed to Appalachian State. Already the school record that he has set on completions and also total touchdowns, and went up to 18 touchdown passes on the season. And then Ashley would tack on one more score in the third. It would be that time a touchdown run by Grayson Baith on a 10-yard touchdown run for him, and Ashland led it by the score of 40-0 through three. One score for the game for West Holmes came with 3:59 to play in the fourth quarter. It would be a touchdown pass by Braden Parsons to Lynn Klein. Parsons would connect on his 15th touchdown pass of the year. Klein would grab for him his third touchdown reception, and that was on a 13-play drive, 75 yards, and of course skewed by the running clock, but 9 minutes and 12 seconds on the drive. But that would be it for the scoring, and Ashland got the win by the score of 40-7 for the contest. In all, for Ashland, we had finished up with 352 yards passing on the night and 434 yards to get that victory. For Ashland, they will pick up their 8th victory on the season. They're now 8-0. They've now won 18 consecutive regular season games going back to last year. They're 4-0 in the OCC. With the loss, West Holmes will get their second loss in a row. They're now 5-3 overall and 3-2 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Again, the final score in high school football from Ashland Community Stadium, it was Ashland 40 and West Holmes 7. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.